Liquortainment Inc. is the DIY Garage Bar, Man Cave & More podcast, inspired by the Facebook group of the same name. It's all about celebrating the DIY home bar spirit. We'll be diving into the nitty-gritty of turning your garage or basement into a dream bar, from picking out glassware, barware, and things needed to set the mood of your bar, to learning about cooling, heating, soundproofing, lighting, and more. But it's not just about the physical space. We'll also be exploring delicious cocktail recipes, unconventional drink ideas, and the best ways to create a welcoming atmosphere for your friends and family. So get ready to be inspired, entertained, and motivated to unleash your inner DIY home bar guru. And with that, let's get started with our episode. Cheers.
Your TV audio sounding like it's trapped in a cardboard box? Fix that fast with Ultimea soundbars. Real Dolby Atmos, thumping wireless bass, crystal clear dialogue. No more guessing what anyone's saying in movies or games. Their Poseidon and Skywave series? Set up in seconds, killer cinematic sound without breaking the bank. Grab one at Ultimea.com or Amazon today. Upgrade your setup and thank me later.
Hey, what do you know, fellas? Rich here, your regular guy running the DIY Garage Bars, Man Caves, and More group, almost a million of us now, and your host of the Liquortainment Inc. podcast. Today, we're picking up right where we left off in our home theater build series. You've already crushed the first 10 steps, measured your space, set a realistic budget, figured out your use case, researched gear, sketched seating ideas, thought about acoustics and lighting basics, mapped wiring, checked codes, gathered tools, and got sanity checks from the crew. Now it's time to stop dreaming and start committing. This is the detailed design and final prep phase, the bridge between planning and actually swinging hammers. This phase separates the guys who end up with killer theater rooms from the guys posting in Facebook groups asking, "Why does my projector look terrible?" 6 months later. Let's walk through it. No fluff, just the real next moves you should make over the next week or two. First up, and this is the absolute must-do that'll make or break your entire project, lock in your detailed room layout. I cannot stress this enough, guys. I see so many people skip this step and just wing it, thinking they can figure it out as they go. That's how you end up with a 75-inch TV mounted so high you need a chiropractor after every movie night. Take that rough pencil sketch you made a few weeks ago and make it precise. Now, I use the free web version of SketchUp because it's dead simple and I'm not trying to become a CAD designer here. Room Sketcher works great too. My buddy Jake in Duluth swears by it. Or hell, if you're old school like me and actually enjoyed drafting class in high school, grab some graph paper at 1/4 inch equals a foot and go to town. Here's what you absolutely gotta nail down to the inch. First, the exact spot for your screen or projector. If you're going projector, which I recommend for that true theater feel, use an online throw distance calculator. Don't guess on this. I learned this the hard way when I installed my first Epson and had to move it 3 times because I eyeballed the distance. The projector manual has charts, but honestly, just Google projector throw distance calculator and plug in your model. It takes 2 minutes and saves you hours of frustration. Next, every single seat position with proper viewing angles. The rule is no more than 30 to 40 degrees off center, or your neck will hate you after a 2-hour Marvel marathon. I learned this watching Avengers Endgame from the far right of my buddy's couch, 3 hours of turning my head left, never again. Speaker placement is critical too. Front left, right, and center should be at seated ear height, about 42 inches for most people. Surrounds go a little behind your main seating and higher up, maybe 6 feet. If you're doing a full 7.1 or Atmos setup, we'll get into that in a future episode, but start with a solid 5.1 foundation. If you think you'll ever add ceiling speakers for Atmos, keep those surrounds closer to ear level so the sound doesn't get muddled. If you're doing multiple seating rows, and honestly, if you've got the space, do it. Sketch in simple riser platforms. Nothing fancy here. We're talking basic 2x8 framing with plywood on top. It's one of those projects that looks way harder than it is. It should cost you 80, maybe 100 bucks in lumber from Menards. Now your second row actually feels like a second row instead of people staring at the back of heads. Filling that DIY riser with R13 or R19 fiberglass insulation prevents it from acting like a giant drum that echoes every time the subwoofer hits a low note. Don't forget cable paths. Map out where every wire goes. Power, HDMI, speaker wire, Ethernet for streaming. Plan for extra outlets too. I always tell guys to add 50% more outlets than they think they need. You'll thank me when you're not running extension cords for your popcorn machine, mini fridge, and whatever other gadgets end up down there. And bias lighting strips. Mark where those go too. Behind the screen is non-negotiable for eye comfort and deeper blacks. Cheap LED strips work fine. I'm using some Govee strips I got on Amazon for like 25 bucks. Do they match my speakers? No. Do they work perfectly? Absolutely. Here's the key step that'll save your sanity. Once everything's drawn out, mock it up in the actual room with painter's tape on the floor. I'm talking everything. Screen edges, seat positions, walkways where your beer cooler's going, then stack up cardboard boxes to simulate seat heights. Sit in every spot. Pretend you're watching the Vikings game, which, let's be honest, might be more painful than any horror movie, but you get the idea. You'll spot problems immediately. Like realizing your planned walkway is so narrow that anyone bigger than a middle schooler has to do a sideways shuffle to get to their seat. Or that Uncle Dave in the back row can't see anything because you didn't account for your buddy Eddie's massive dome. Fix it with tape now. Costs you nothing. Fix it after drywall goes up and you're looking at hundreds if DIY or thousands of dollars if you had a contractor do it. Alright, layout locked and taped out? Good. Next up, commit and buy the core gear. Stop browsing forums at midnight and actually pull the trigger on the big stuff. Here's your core shopping list. Your display first. Projector plus a fixed screen for that true theater feel, or a big 75 to 85 inch OLED for the easier route. Make sure your AV receiver has enough HDMI 2.1 ports for future devices. Buy one with more ports than you think you need. For speakers, start with a solid 5.1 setup. You can add more later. We're starting out with the Ultimia Skywave X70. It's a 7.1.4 surround sound system. Get quality HDMI 2.1 rated cables, in-wall rated speaker wire, and Ethernet if you're running hardwired streaming. Don't cheap out on cables. Get a good streaming box. Roku, Apple TV, Nvidia Shield. Whatever works with your ecosystem. We already have a VC box. If you have one, check it off your list. Where to shop? Crutchfield has great customer service and return policies. Best Buy's good for stuff you want to see in person. Amazon's fine for cables, but read those return policies carefully. Shop the sales, but don't wait forever for the perfect deal. Black Friday and spring clearance are gold mines, but if you find good gear at a fair price, just buy it. While you're waiting on deliveries, plan the details you need right now: acoustics, lighting, and finalizing your wiring runs. Acoustics first, and don't overthink this. You want to control reflections and tame bass issues. The basics. Panels at first reflection points and bass traps and corners. First reflection points are where sound bounces off walls and hits your ears after the direct sound. To find them, sit in your listening spot and have someone hold a mirror on the walls and ceiling. When you can see your front speakers, that's where you need a panel. For DIY acoustic panels, Rockwool insulation wrapped in acoustic fabric works great and costs way less than fancy stuff. You can make 12 panels for about $150 total. Rockwool from Menards or Home Depot, fabric online, simple 1x4 frames. Bass traps go in corners where bass frequencies build up. Make bigger versions of your wall panels and mount them across corners. Don't go crazy buying $3,000 acoustic packages right away. Start basic, see how it sounds, then add more if needed. Lighting. Keep it simple. Bias lighting behind the screen is non-negotiable. It reduces eye strain and makes blacks look deeper. Basic LED strips work fine. Govy strips are about $25. Mount them behind your screen, set to 10% brightness and neutral white. For general room lighting, dimmable recessed lights let you go full dark for movies but have light for movie night setup and cleaning afterwards. Avoid any lights pointing directly at the screen. If you have windows, plan for blackout curtains, and install recessed lights before running speaker wires in the ceiling. Trust me on this. Let's talk wiring. Finalize your runs and get everything mapped out exactly. Run conduit anywhere you might want to add or change wiring later. Technology changes, and that HDMI run today might need upgrading in 5 years. Dedicated 20-amp circuits for your main equipment will handle everything without tripping breakers. Label everything with a label maker or tape and Sharpie. Use a simple system like TR Pro J HDMI for theater room, projector, HDMI cable. For speaker wire, use CL2 or CL3 rated wire for in-wall runs. 12-gauge for under 50 feet, 10-gauge for longer runs. Always run one extra pair to each location. If you're doing ceiling speakers, plan those runs now. Getting wire to ceiling positions after drywall is nearly impossible. Let's talk seating risers. If you're doing multiple rows, simple riser platforms are a game changer. Nobody wants to stare at heads for 2 hours. Build them with 2x8 framing, 3/4-inch plywood on top, and carpet. Basic construction. Rectangular frame with cross supports every 16 inches. Front row on floor, second row gets 8-inch rise, third row gets 16 inches. Cost about $80 in lumber, plus 40 for carpet. It's a one-weekend build. Saturday for framing, Sunday for carpet. Use construction adhesive and don't cheap out on screws. If power tools scare you, any local handyman can do this for a couple $100. Way cheaper than pre-made theater risers that start around $1,000. Build them modular if possible. Mine will be 2 4-foot sections that bolt together for easy moving and reconfiguration. Before you start building, do a sanity check. Post your layout pics in the DIY Garage Bars group, hit up r/home theater on Reddit or the AVS forum. Ask specifically, does this layout suck? And what am I missing? You'll get amazing feedback from guys who've built dozens of these rooms. Call your local building department too. Most theater stuff doesn't need permits, but electrical work might, especially new circuits. A 5-minute phone call now beats getting shut down by an inspector later. Don't skip this step. Unpermitted electrical work can cost you thousands to fix if caught. Now what you don't need to worry about yet. Fancy $3,000 acoustic packages. Start basic and add more later if needed. Final speaker mounting and wire pulls. Wait until drywall's done. Paint colors and wall finishes. Your acoustic treatment might change your mind anyway. Precise calibration with microphones and room correction. That's the very last step. All your seating, unless building custom risers, hold off, takes up storage space and you might change your mind. Focus on stuff that affects construction, layout, core electronics for wire runs, and acoustic planning. Everything else can wait. So let's recap what you're focusing on in this phase. Layout and mock-up. Get it precise, tape it out, sit in every seat, move the tape until it's perfect. Buy your core gear. Display, receiver, speakers, cables, and streaming devices. Shop sales, but don't wait forever. Plan acoustics, lighting, and wiring basics. Know where panels go, where lights go, and finalize cable runs. Build risers if you're doing multiple rows, simple construction, huge impact. Get feedback and check permits. Post your plans, ask for advice. Do this right, and you're cleared for demo, framing, drywall, and installation. Skip steps, and you'll be redoing work for months. All right, that's your roadmap for the next week or two. Get your layout locked down and mocked up. Buy your core gear, plan the technical details, build risers if needed, and get feedback from people who know what they're doing. Do this phase right, and everything that comes after gets easier. Rush through it, and you'll be problem-solving for months. Drop your layout pics or questions in the DIY Garage Bars, Man Caves, and More Facebook group. And if you're finding value in these episodes, share them with your buddies and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Next week, demolition and framing. How to demo without bringing down your house, framing techniques for theater rooms, and common mistakes that'll cost you time and money. This is Rich from Liquortainment Inc., reminding you that the best theater room is the one you actually finish. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Liquortainment Inc., the podcast where DIY home bar owners can enhance their bar experience and discover the latest brands and products, all inspired by our thriving DIY Garage Bars, Man Caves, and More Facebook group of nearly 1 million members. Make sure you check out any of the brands we've mentioned on this podcast. By providing us with samples of their products, they are helping us provide you with content for our Facebook group and this podcast. Join us for future episodes as we dive into the world of DIY Garage Bars, Man Caves, and more, exploring all things home bar related and enlightening interviews with brand experts. Don't forget to subscribe and we'll catch you on the next episode. We'd like to see your DIY home bar on our public Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/garagebars. Until next time, cheers.